We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Might as well call game four my high school prom, because this certainly didn't live up to expectations, and I'm walking home with an L. The Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I'm your host, Don Denham. I'm a couple of drinks in. I'm with Ruben. I am currently, we're recording on Discord. This isn't our normal kind of setup here, but
yeah, this one
neither
last
was.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, this is more of our kind of off the cuff reaction pod kind of things, and not a great look for our Mavs there, huh?
Not at all, man. You know what? It's funny because I was drinking with my cousins earlier because it's his birthday, and we're hanging out talking about the game, blah blah stuff like that, and I don't want to watch the game here. Like, I'm trying to go home, you know, because I was like, to cover home. So, like, I sobered up and was like, I'm going to go home, maybe have, like, a beer or two. Got home, like, realized I forgot to do some errands. And I was like, fuck, I got to go do some errands. So by the time I actually got into, like, on my couch to watch the game, like, the game already started. And I didn't want to open up a beer because I was so fucking nervous. So I'm fucking sober. Like,
the second quarter alone, you could just feel the
air.
Just felt it. Yeah, like the entire team was just not producing.
Yeah.
Our superhero of a star, like our 22-year-old Wunderkind, is just playing at half-mast and just not he's doing the best he can, but like it seemed like, I don't know if I've seen a more terrible Mavericks shooting night. Like, not even in a regular season. Like, this was brutal. This was just nothing was going in. Mid range, close range, firing range, doesn't matter. It's shooting range did not matter, man. Like, nothing was going in. Like, it was just a cursed night from the beginning, and it just felt off pretty much since the second quarter, and we just could not claw back. Because, like, whenever games seem out of reach, my thought process is like, all right, we're down 30. I'm like, hey, if we can make it within 15 by the next quarter, we're good. You know what I mean? Like, I give myself like these little milestones to be excited. And then, like, you know, we just kept hovering at 20 points down. And just like anytime that would seem like we did a little bit, like there was a great turnaround jump shot by KP on Paul George. I'm like, that was a man shot. That's what he should be doing. Okay. He's done it. Maybe this will like let the floodgates, you know, go. It's like, no, not at all. It did not matter. It was just nothing did well. Like, even, you know, we threw Boban just for the sake of just throwing some different looks, and it just didn't matter. It was just Kawhi and PG just going nuclear, and it was frustrating.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. I've never been more frustrated at KP more than anything else. Like, I think he deserves a lot of the brunt of the blame. I don't know if there is anything more useless than a KP screen. Like, anyone can get around him. He puts no force behind it.
Yeah,
he doesn't roll to the basket, and he doesn't really pop, like, and he's not hitting from outside. So it's like, what's the point of this guy just getting in the way of a dribbling lane at this point? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy though, because he actually had not a bad shooting night. You know, like,
right?
Everything else was like not completely there, you know, like it just like, and I know, you know, Squish talked about it the last, you know, the last reaction pod where it was, it's basically just like, hey, like it almost seems like he's just like, you know, making sure he's healthy for his next stop, you know, like I feel like everyone like can see the writing on the wall, you know, like if the fans, if the fans see it, the club sees it, you know, like that clubhouse has to see it.
Yeah, he's taking the back seat.
Speaking of Squish, we got a question from Squish.
Ooh, okay. Podcast.
He said, first question, why? Well, Squish, well, it's a, you know what?
That's a loaded question there, Squish.
That is, and you're not here to defend yourself. So, he's busy doing amazing things, actually.
he's out making the world a better place. We're just drinking, talking basketball. Yeah, so we really can't say much.
But I don't know, man. Like, just, there's so much to unpack. Not, there's a lot to unpack, but not a lot to unpack. It's just like we just flat out sucked ass. You know, like I don't know if that's like, I don't know if that's like the technical term, but like we just sucked ass. And
our VORP. Rating of this game just says sucked ass.
Like everybody, you know, like even Luca literally playing with like a hurt neck, which I mean, like that's really important, bro. Like a neck is very important. That's your nerves that go towards your entire body. Like, you know, like
that should be just the tagline of the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Yeah. Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast, quote, your neck is important.
Yeah, exactly. Old friend of the pod, Luca Dumthick, asks, how much tequila should I drink tonight to down my sorrows?
Okay, I'll say a quarter of a bottle is
that's actually probably is, prime
like it's like that's like the perfect amount. You'll get plenty drunk. There will be like if you're at the place that you are going to sleep at, that is a okay amount to have within reason. If it's any more than that, you need to hide the bottle so drunk you does not find it,
and have Pedialyte on you too, because
you'll need drink your body weight in water before going to bed.
Please be careful if you're drinking tonight.
I feel like
some people may be, just because it, you know, this game fucking sucked.
This was a hard drinking night. We're definitely living up to our name of the Hoops and Half Horizons tonight.
Jacob asks, what adjustments need to be made offensively to get more open shots to others not named Luka?
So I was thinking about this. I think the worst offensive woe of the Mavericks right now is that there is not someone that consistently hits from outside that is not Luka. Or if they do hit from outside, it's almost they're so streaky that they'll basically kind of let them have the shot. Jalen Brunson, I feel like there's something there that needs to happen. Like there's, I don't know if it's putting the ball more in his hands. I don't know if it's getting him off screens more, because that dude knows how to create. I think the answer is not Josh Richardson. because that seemed to be our adjustment has been like, well, let's see what Josh can do. And you know what? Against Cape or against Kawhi and PG, not a whole lot. I didn't see anything from Richardson that made me think like, oh, okay, I'm glad he has the ball in his hands. You know, he had another one of those moments where he just dribbles into traffic and then nothing comes out of it. But I feel like Brunson and Cleaver have to be, you know, what might actually be the adjustment that I heard that was suggested in the broadcast that I actually kind of agree with. I think like balancing out the minutes between Maxey and Dwight. I think if Dwight comes in there just being an actual rim runner and a bit more of an internal force, like that may open up some stuff. Cause if he gets enough lob dunks, if he gets enough, you know, internal pressures, he hits his free throws, like, That's going to be better than just Maxey out there. Gimpy Maxey, which I know he's hurt, so I don't want to, like, you know, get on him too hard. But Maxey is just – he's a wounded duck out there, man. Like, he is shooting, like, awful right now.
So I just saw that Rick said about Luka. He's in pain, and it appeared to me that he couldn't turn left. He couldn't look to his left. Why would you say that? Like, why would you tell them that? Why would you say that? Oh, God damn it. Okay, anyway, go on. Sorry.
No, it's okay. We now have the best Zoolander impersonator in the league.
I guess so. You know, like, which, I mean.
You can't turn left.
Jesus, dude. Christ. Okay.
Is there anyone on waivers that we can pick up for the playoffs?
Fuck, I wish we could do that. So speaking of Powell, Joseph asked, do you think we see Green or Powell get more minutes?
Powell.
Or Powell, whatever.
Powell, 100%. Yeah, Green, I do. Dude, I think it was a fluke that Green played his first playoff minutes. Yeah,
they were not expecting that from the
players. No, absolutely not. So I think Powell, I think Rick gives some serious consideration to Powell's minutes next game.
You have to at this point, man. Like, you have to.
Well, because what it comes down to is that their bigs are killing us, you know. And I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to call Kawhi and PG, like, they're not really bigs, but like they are big people. Wings. And like, yeah, they're huge wings. I mean, like, that's what makes the Clippers interesting, is that these guys can kind of score from anywhere on the court, and they're not really defensively undersized for the modern NBA, which is pretty insane. So I think Dwight actually makes it, like, I don't know. I kind of want to take the risk with Dwight, because he's just going to be a full hustle, all energy guy. And like, that can kill you in one way or another. You know, that can be like, he tries so hard that he just doesn't even like execute, kind of tires himself out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like, that's the, you know, a couple of lob dunks, a couple of good, you know, possessions, a good couple, you know, a couple of good fouls, good couple of rebounds. Like, that's what maybe energizes your bench to really, you know, get some confidence. Cause that's something that we did not have this game. No. Just, we just didn't believe any shot was going in. Like, I don't know. It was weird, man. Like, aside from like, there was a Dodo three that happened in like the late or like early fourth, like, every three-pointer, everyone just kind of, like, you could just see, like, the Mavericks just kind of wincing at it as we took it.
Yeah.
And, like, it was all coming up short today. Like, we could not keep up with the Clips today.
Yeah. And, I agree, though. I think Powell will be the one out of those two to get minutes. You know, again, like, Josh Green, he was never meant to be playing in the series, you know. He seems more of a piece for next year and going forward.
I hope so. I like I to see that, yeah, that, like, that guy develop, because like what he does, I think we could use more of, but it's not something that you try figuring out during the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, that's just what it is. Again, like, I was surprised. I was like, damn, dude, Powell hasn't gotten in yet. Like, you know, like, it's like, mm-hmm. It was like halfway through the second, and I was like, really? Like, you guys are just going to leave, like, he's catching lobs as of late, you know, like, he seemed to be getting his athleticism back, you know, towards the end of the season. I thought maybe we would throw him out there with Luka a little bit. But yeah,
I think what it came down to is, I think Rick was really banking on the perimeter offense of Luka, Dodo, Kleber, and Hardaway. And when none of those were clicking, it's just like, okay, now let's throw anything else. And that's why, I mean, I don't know. As much as I love Boban, anytime I see him in the lineup, it's just like, it feels like Rick's throwing in the towel. You know what I mean? Like, just, all right, well, let's see what happens here. Like, it's literally like his last ditch effort to like try something different. You know what I mean?
It's funny because Luka L. Doncic 1 asked, talk about how Boban is unironically the answer for the Clippers going small. Because it worked for a second. Like, he had like,
yeah,
run off like 6 points real quick and just like, oh shit, okay, this is weird, you know, because
he's great for a change of pace. I would much rather see Boban in when we're up 10 than we are down 15.
Yeah.
And I think like he's a fun, like, he's a fun luxury player in the sense of like, okay, here's this big that everyone underestimates, and turns out he's a lot better than just like weird post moves, but like he just really executes well. Like he's a good player and also a fantastic passer. Like that, he sets up other guys pretty damn well, but it's also like that's not going to call you back into the game. Like, to be honest, the main thing I was like praying on was, I was hoping that this would be like a weird Trey Burke just catches fire from downtown game. Like that was the more likely hope that we would claw back into this game than it would have been Boban production. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Okay, let's see other questions. Let's see. Nope, I can't answer that one. I was looking at ones that we could maybe answer. Can the Mavs beat the Clippers without Luka being the best player on the court? This is from Optima.
It really, it's got to be like KP just going absolutely off.
I mean, like, you know, in theory, like, that can happen. There's been times where, like in the bubble even, like, where KP just looked better than Luka at some points, you know, on offense or something.
Well, here's the thing. If Luka's not going to be the best person on the court, it's got to be, like, three other dudes basically pulling that weight. Like, we've seen games where Luka had, like, sub-20 points but had, like, a 15 assists because guys were just lighting it up. You know, if we have THJ and Dodo hitting 50%, I think we're, you know, we're doing okay. But if they're, you know, hitting in the 17s, like, that's, you know, this is why we're at where we're at.
Yep. Okay, let's see. Next question comes from John. Mm-hmm. Rick has something planned, big question mark. Dude, I have no idea, man. Like, I cannot believe, well, I mean, like, obviously the talent level, like, you have two top, like, what, like, four wings, like, on the Clippers, you know, like, in the league right now. So, I mean, and then they have a bunch of veterans that just know what they need to do. Like, John Rondo, like, I hate his ass, but, like, he's been playing pretty well, like, for that team this year. I mean, this, since he got there. I don't know. Sure. I still think that Rick would have, like, the tactical advantage over Ty Lue, but it didn't look like that today, you know?
I mean, I think we kind of overrate, like, coach strategy. Like, there are some times where a coach can just simply be out coached. Like, I mean, the Mavericks have suffered the worst part of that with just Don Nelson out coaching Avery Johnson in the We Believe Warriors. You know, that was a great example of just being out coached and not having an answer for a strategy. Strategy only goes as far as your guy's production. You know, you can draw up a perfect play that gets a guy an open look, but if that guy's not hitting that open look, that play didn't matter. You know, and that's, you know, I have faith in Rick. I think this is just a bad execution game, and then you had two of the best players in the league actually came forward, you know, with that. That dominance, like, these games would have made more sense if we just swapped them. You know, if the Mavericks going 0-2
and then coming
to the Clippers and then coming back, I feel like had the settings swapped, this series would make more sense. But instead it hasn't. And now it sucks because it sounds like, you know, our team is giving it all we can. And it just sounds like we're just getting hurt and just not living up to potential. I don't know, man. Like, there's something about this team, like, where it's, I don't know if it's, you know, is it just lack of experience? Is it because a lot of these guys are undrafted or late first round or second round talent, where they're just not used to this, you know, kind of the big pressure games. Like, I don't want to put that juju on the mats because I think ultimately, like, they're doing the best with what they can. But, like, I wonder how much of it is just, like, their nerves getting to them to where they're, like, trying. So, you know what I mean? Like, where they seem like they're being, like, they're playing under the moment rather than just, like, just playing their game and relaxing. And, like, you know, you can kind of see someone's body. Sorry, I completely lost a word. Like, their body language change.
Yeah.
From, like, when they're tense and when they're kind of stressed out and freaked out, as opposed to just, like, being in control and just, like, having confidence in how they shoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like the only person that has a little bit of that that calm demeanor is Doncic, but, like, even he's, like, just trying to claw us back into realistic situations, and it's just not working.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, it's just what it is. This series has just been so fucking weird. You know,
we go to, it's not been great.
We go to their house, you know, take two. They come to our house, they take two. Like, And everybody on Twitter is like, "Oh, good thing we have, you know, we have more home game, we have more away games than home." And I'm like, "I don't know, man."
I really don't know. it would have really been nice to snag one of these. Like,
yeah,
that's what should have happened, and it did not.
Yeah. We're gonna do one last question. Rohan. Rohan asks, "Can anyone on the team become the guy when Luka's cold, or do we need to find them elsewhere during the offseason?" This is hard, man, because like there's so many things that can happen.
Well, if money could play, it should be Porzingis at this point. You know, that's the reason that you put down the money and invest the guys. Like, hey, like that's the point of having like that one A, one B guy. You know, is that like, hey, when one A is having an off night, one B comes through, and it just seems like okay, either one A guy goes off and one B has a good game, or one A like falters and then one B falters. Like that. I don't see – it's rare when Luka's had a poor game and somebody else steps up. You know, we've had it happen, but it's rare. You know, it's you know, Tim Hardaway going for, you know, 6 for 11 or something, you know, or Dodo hitting all of his open looks, or Kleber, you know, lighting it on fire from deep. Like, it's got to be – you know, it's ultimately it's something that you can't bank on happening when your best player isn't producing, you know? And I think that's not a great plan, you know, it's just like, what's our backup plan? Prayer.
So, I mean, like, really, it's all the questions. Like we got a bunch of them, but I mean, bro, it's late. It's just, you know, I'm not trying to dwell on a fucking loss and bullshit like that.
No, I mean, me neither. I figure we just have some fun while we're both up, you know, making it work.
I mean, might as well, man. But yeah, man, like, we'll see what happens, man. They can always come back and surprise us, but, you know.
I think so. I think there is, you know, there's a lot to be taken from just having 2 days of rest. Like, that. I know that that seems like we're kind of over stating how hurt the Mavericks are, but it's like, man, like, seems like 2 days is gonna hopefully make a world of difference. And, you know, just got like, when I see a bunch of shots fall short, that just tells me a tired team. So hopefully, you know, we get some rest between now and then, and you know, sneak another win in LA, and who knows, maybe LA is our new home court advantage.
All right, guys, that will conclude today's that's the end of today's podcast, man. Thank you guys for rocking with us this season so far. I'm hoping it continues beyond this round, because I love playoff basketball, even when it sucks like this, because I love to feel things. I might go
Hoops and Hefeweizen's podcast. We love to feel things.
I might go crack open a beer after this, actually. So
I'll join you,
because I feel more awake now that I did this. But with that, I'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.